Hello and welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying? We've got a new episode. Frighteningly, this time we've got no producer.
There's been a disaster. Elliot was on his way here.
And then he got COVID-ed.
The cab driver got COVID.
The cab driver got COVID on his way
during
here.
During the journey.
It's only about
not
2 miles.
Not very far away. Yeah, from 2 miles away. He got in the cab. The cab driver coughed and then got a text saying he had COVID.
That's not how it works. That's not how the testing
that
situation
is.
Not
was what happened,
we're not
though.
Listening out for us. But he'd obviously done a test. He got a text saying he got COVID, and then said to Elliot, "Get out because I got COVID."
He should drive him home at least.
No, what? And give him more COVID.
Give him more COVID. Yeah. So anyway, Elliot's out, and now we're fending for ourselves.
So just as a heads up, if you're just listening to this, hopefully it sounds a bit better because we've got like a semi new setup.
But no
heavy
one
investment.
Knows how to use it.
Heavy investment by the Mayor Kemsley household. But no one, it's just me and Bobby set it up really quickly.
Okay, that felt pointed.
Harriet made drinks. It's a very traditional household. Very traditional. Trad wife Harriet Kemsley made us squashes. Iced teas.
I would have done more, but I was told to stay away from it because of the cables. And then I knocked things over.
You knocked three things over. Anyway.
Anyway, please
so
also welcome
forgive
our
us
guest.
And welcome our
and
guest.
And welcome our guest. It's Ian Smith.
Hello.
Hi, Ian.
I really wanted to get involved a couple of times, but I thought it's weird if you haven't been introduced.
Yes.
You're just a voice. Yeah.
But because of the Patreon video element, I thought people watching is going to see me looking quite sad, not saying anything.
Oh.
I'm thinking, what do I do? Hello.
Hello. What did you want to say?
No, just chip in every now and then with, wow, that's mad. Just like, wow, what, mid-journey? Whoa.
Can I just say you both sound amazing.
Really?
Well, that's good.
We've got new mics, that's what it is. It is exciting, but I feel nervous. Don't touch it. It's Bob. They're all Bobbies, and so...
Talk into the mic, please, Harriet.
It's a bit stressful because... He hasn't even used them yet, so if we break them, it's going to be really bad.
Yeah, you don't want to break them before he's used them.
Yeah.
I can't think about anything except this equipment for this whole podcast.
This is
really?
It's meant to make it better, but I think it's just going to make it stressful.
No.
There's going to be a lot of pressure.
You genuinely do sound really good in it, actually.
Thank you, though.
Both of you. But I do have to box it all up later, so if you could just be careful with it.
Right. Do you have the boxes?
Is this all going in, the podcast?
Well, we don't edit it. Elliot does because he's got COVID.
Just but Elliot's stranded somewhere. How's he going to get home? He's just on the street somewhere.
You'll just have to walk.
And he's not allowed to go near anyone.
He can't go near anyone. He's got to stay 2 metres away from everybody the whole walk home.
The ideal situation would be Zorbing. That you've got Zorbing.
Boy, the bubble.
Yeah.
We should have been given bubbles and then we could do what we want.
Mm.
Yeah, that your own individual bubble. That would have been nice, actually. Although you do get dizzy. I have actually Zorbed before. I'm a Zorber.
I've Zorbed.
No way.
I did it. I went on a stag do.
I've never Zorbed.
You should do it. It's really all right, actually.
Yeah, but I've got to do it with other people. I can't like turn up to a Zorbing centre and be like, just the one.
You can do five a side Zorbing. You can just be one of the men playing five a side.
I suppose so. Yeah.
Against a team of.
Yeah, you need to find four friends, and then just join in and be the fifth.
I don't know if that's possible for me.
No, they're not all your friends. Those four people are friends.
Oh, if a group
I'm not
of
saying
four
you
are
need
going
four
Zorbing.
Friends. I'm saying they already exist and then you just tag along.
Yeah. If I
they're
just hang
friends,
about outside
the
Zorbing Centre and wait till someone's like, oh man, Keith can't make it. And then I'll just turn around and be like, no worries because I'm here by myself and I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
It's a good way of you making new friends when you move back to London soon.
Yeah, meet up with the boys every now and then, the Zorbing boys. Keith would be there, be like, he's made it this time. Hey, fucking Keith.
Oh, then you won't be able to play though.
No, if Keith tries to muscle me out of the friendship, I'll be having words, actually.
Do you play any team sports?
I play comedians football.
Oh, do you? Oh, right.
Is that different to regular football?
It's just a laugh. It's just a good laugh. real good laugh. I'm missing stuff, overhead kicks all the time, stuff like that.
Why?
It's just hilarious stuff.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean,
have you never played?
Comedians football?
Yeah.
No, I don't really play football.
Yeah.
What do you play?
I was going to say with myself, but...
No, that's
just on my own, just games and that.
Yeah.
Squash? No, do you like squash?
I actually might start playing squash. I think it might be a bit tough on the old knees, you know?
I don't know.
It's better to use them, actually. You think it's going to make it worse, but actually, it's good to use them.
Yeah, I had a really tough knee based workout the other day, actually.
Yeah, but what is your solution? Just trying to use him as little as possible.
Yeah, that's what it is. He wants to stay as still as possible until death.
Actually, I've got a personal trainer now, Ian.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you want to get another one, then you can wear them.
Why didn't you do that joke, Harriet, before?
I didn't really understand. Is it about trainers, like the shoes?
Yeah, it's just about shoes. Yeah.
Oh, so you'd have two personal trainers.
Sorry, you didn't understand that joke?
No, I'm just being a bit slow today. It didn't make me laugh, but I think I didn't laugh because I was processing it.
Have you made the excuse that you're pregnant yet today for this episode? Oh, you have. Immediately you did. Drinks.
No. What? I didn't say anything. No, I said I blamed the bump when I knocked over the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's using it quite a lot to get out.
I don't know if I told you that I'm pregnant. Did I tell you I'm pregnant?
No.
It's pretty obvious.
I know. Well, this is what I don't know how to phrase it because I keep going up to people and saying,
I'm pregnant.
No, I say like, I don't know, but.
Yeah,
I
and no, no one likes.
Bobby's like,
yeah.
They fucking know. Like, it's so obvious.
Yeah, but no one likes to say. No one likes because even if it's like 1 in 100 that someone will go, "What do you mean? I'm not pregnant." Then that's like killing yourself on the spot.
Yeah.
You got to do it to
like,
help them.
Oh, when are you expecting? You're not. Just like,
I just don't look at anyone's body. I just look at their faces.
Yeah.
And then you don't get involved.
When are you due? When are you giving birth?
The end of the year. But you never really know.
The end of the year.
I'm not in charge. But a man gave me his seat on the tube the other day, so I think it is obvious.
Have you
got
a badge?
He was very old.
Oh, you don't even have
a
badge?
No, I was just standing.
Oh, really?
And then he was very old and he got up. And then I wanted to be like, I mean, you shouldn't. But then I thought it's kind of worse for him if I then go, no, you're old, like, sit. I thought I'd just take it, and then I got to sit down as well, so it was better.
When I was learning to swim as an adult, because I couldn't swim, really, and I was...
What did you do? Just sink?
Yeah, well, I just never went swimming. Yeah. So couldn't swim. I got an acting part where I had to swim, and when they said, can you swim, I was like, yeah, boy.
Oh, my God.
So then I did some intense swimming lessons. But at one point, I was sort of struggling, and I could have done with some goggles. I didn't bring any goggles. And a man in the pool like gave me his goggles because he could see that was the element that I was struggling with. And that man had one arm. And I was really like, oh, man. The one-arm man's like, this guy needs some help swimming. I found that. I was just like, oh, my God. If this one-arm man is...
Do you, as an adult learner swimmer, do you wear armbands? Or is that...
No.
You use floats, though, at the beginning, don't you?
No, not even that.
They just chuck you in.
No, there was...
Oh, you can stand at that age. You could stand.
Oh, yeah.
I could stand.
It wasn't like a deep, deep pool where they chuck you in and then they're like, right, quick, you need to get your hands... But there was stuff I didn't believe. Like, he said that, like, you know, if you just put your arms and legs, like, flat, you will just... bob about on the surface, and I was just like, I don't believe you. I don't believe that you just doing nothing, just float. And he's like, you do. And I was like, I feel like this is one of those things that's going to make me go under and then be like, right, you've been under now. That's the
first thing you need to learn about swimming. Never trust anybody that teaches you about swimming.
But I was floating about, and like I just thinking to myself, this is mad. I wish someone had told me that before.
That you could float, it's the thrashing about that exhausts
that's
you.
That's what
then
drowns you.
Yeah.
But why do you drown if you're thrashing about? Wouldn't you just float back up?
That's what I was thinking. If like, say you're in some incident, boat sinking, plane crashing, and you're in the middle of like the Atlantic, you're not just like put your arms and legs out and just bob about on the surface. But, worst case,
currents.
You go to sleep and you just bob about. I don't know how anyone drowns.
It's currents and that, isn't it?
Sharks.
If it's sharks
and
don't...
panic. It's very. I think you'd actually find it quite hard just to bob around and fall asleep.
I don't know.
Ian, after you've been in
after the Titanic
a plane
goes
crash,
down.
I think
and you just lie back and just relax. I think
after a plane crash is one of the most relaxing times. During a plane crash, you'd be like, Jesus Christ, this is awful. Mm. But after, you'd be like, I've absolutely nailed this.
No, because the thing is, if the plane crashes and you manage to jump into the water, so the plane hits the water, you jump into the water. As the plane sinks, it sucks everything down around it. So you have to swim away. Yeah.
Well, I'd do a bit of swimming away from
you'd have to be like a long way away.
All your friends and family are dead.
All right.
You lost all your luggage.
You might have gone on
his own. I wasn't travelling with them.
Oh, well,
I was going zorbing by myself.
All your luggage is gone. Think about that.
He doesn't want that.
Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'd probably only
you'd be stressed. You'd be a bit stressed, Ian, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I don't think I'd be stressed about the luggage situation.
No, you'd be thinking about the immediate impact of drowning.
Yeah. I wouldn't be like, ah, I got a really nice shirt from Next.
Never see that again.
Yeah.
You won't, actually, because they won't remake old ones.
No, no.
And God knows we've both tried. To get Next to make their old shirts.
Come on, make some of the old ones.
The ones when I was 18. I was on top of the world then.
Do a best of range.
The Next classic.
Get me that nice white one you did 20 years ago. Yeah.
Did either of you have Ben Sherman shirts?
Yeah.
No, no, I didn't.
Did you have one of the shiny ones? You know, like they're kind of like...
Oh, no, no.
Bit, no.
I did I did my very first clothing purchase with my own money that I'd begged off my parents was a plastic shirt.
Wait, what?
It was like... I saw it in the shop and I was like, that's a nice shirt that I could go out on the town with that when I was like 16, 17. And I walked in and I bought it. I picked it up. I go, this feels funny, but I was so excited by the purchase. I paid for it. It was like 35 quid. My parents were fuming that I'd spent so much money on a shirt.
Wait, waterproof?
Yeah, it was like, and then I got it home and it was like slightly rubbery plastic feel. And it was like, oh, this is a weird shirt. And it was like just stiff on me.
Do you have a photo of that shirt? Because I would really like that.
I don't think so. No, it was a long time ago. But
quite
yeah.
good, I guess, if you spilt things down, it just slid off.
Yeah, actually, no, it soaked in a bit. Then he couldn't get it out because it was sort of soaked into plastic. So it was like oil stains on plastic.
What colour was it?
The colour scheme is grotesque, if I just tell you it. But yes, in person, it was actually quite nice.
Please just tell us the
sort
costume.
Of a brown and yellow and green.
Brown, yellow,
and green check. Sort of geometric, sort of like like magic eye type thing.
Yeah.
Magic eye.
If you looked at it for long enough, you saw quite a nice shirt.
Yeah.
I'm like, a squint. Oh, that's quite a cool pattern.
Yeah. After school, we'd always go to this shop and we'd be like looking at the shirts. And that was the one I spotted on a mannequin.
Your friends let you buy that?
Yeah, we all had similar versions of the same shirt in the end.
Like a bowling
different
colours.
Like a bowling team. Made by Sonetti, I think. Sonetti or something.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, they're still about, I think.
Yeah. It was like when Quadrophenia had made a resurgence and Oasis and Blur and all that.
Mod.
Yeah. So, that was my first plastic
cool.
shirt. Mm. But now I have exquisite taste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like classic things.
I just like.
They're timeless. This?
Yeah.
Blue shirt, yes.
Black
trousers.
Same as you, though.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, look at you guys.
Like, colour coordinated.
Yeah.
Well, she wears stuff that is also timeless.
No.
That didn't seem like you were going to say that.
Stuff with, writing on it. Not that. That's not timeless.
It looks kind of 70s, maybe.
Yeah, sort of.
Woodstock.
Countryside.
Yeah. Have you seen, the film with Florence Pugh in?
Midsummer.
You look like you might chuck a pensioner off a cliff. In it.
It's Friday, you know. It's
that's the most that's brutal the thing I think I've seen in a film.
I've never seen it, and I feel like you have ruined it for a lot of people now listening.
Oh, image you've got in your head of what that scene will be like, it's worse.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It's worse when you watch it. Jesus Christ. It's a good film, but that scene, you're just like...
Right, okay.
It's,
oh, my God.
Someone told me it was like... It affected them profoundly and they keep thinking about it even now.
I mean, that scene is the most brutal scene I think I've ever seen in a film.
What time of day should I watch it?
Breakfast.
Oh, I don't know. Because I'd say you don't want it to be the last thing you watch before you go to bed. You want to, maybe factor in something fun afterwards.
Ice cream?
Watch it, go out for an ice cream, temping bowl with your friends. Yeah.
Okay.
Did it change you as a person?
No, I think it just made me... I don't think... If someone was like, oh, there's this cool sort of cult sort of thing, I'd be like, nah. Whereas previously, I'd be like, oh, it might be interesting. But no, I think I've gone off cults now.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing for life, yeah.
I'd watch something like that on a phone, on a train.
Really?
Just because then it wouldn't be scary, would it?
It would be so scary. If you were doing that next to me, I'd complain to the conductor.
No, because it'd just be like, you wouldn't even notice. But if you watch it in a dark room at night on your own, that's scary. But on the like 9:28 to Northampton.
I can't watch these things. It'll stay with me.
Yeah, me too, actually. I don't like them.
You're brave, but you're not that brave.
No, I just don't like horror films.
Yeah.
There's nothing...
You're scared of it. That means you're not brave.
Not scared, just don't like them. Just don't like them.
I don't like the colours. It's the sound.
The storylines and the plots and that, I just don't like it. No, I don't watch horrors, but yeah.
Do you get scared easily, Ian?
I don't know if I would get scared easily. I'd probably get justifiably scared by things. I don't think I like heights very much. I used to think I was all right with heights. But if I watch a video of like, you know, you see those people who climb up like the shard or like building sites and they're right on the top. Then I could watch a video and then look at my palms, I can see them glistening
with
sweat because I picture like if I was like bouncing on that and I just think, oh, yeah, I can't. So I'm not big on heights. I don't mind if there's something around me, but you know, I couldn't just stand on a girder like those people eating their dinner on the girder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd be shitting myself. No. I wouldn't be enjoying my sandwich.
No, I wouldn't be able to eat my sandwich. No, and I'd want to eat it, but I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
Have you ever pissed your pants through fear?
No.
No, nor have I. I'm just wondering when it has
seems like you did then. Just the way.
Well, just
did.
Now.
The way you said it, it seemed like.
No, it just seems like such a strange reaction to have. That's a proper like adrenaline.
I think even like, I'd be ashamed of, like, even if someone like got a gun at me and I pissed myself, I think I'd just be like, oh my, what the, what good is this doing?
Just shoot me now.
Yeah.
Die.
Come on. Yeah, hurry up, actually. Nah, can you actually shoot me in the dick so the blood covers up the piss so then the post-mortem isn't, he pissed himself. They'd just be like, they shot him in the dick and some of the piss must have come out along with the blood, I think. I'd prefer that to be.
Yeah, pop the bladder open at the same time, so that's where the piss came from. Yeah. Involuntary piss.
It could have been unrelated. You could just say, I really needed to pee, and then I just stopped.
You shot in a toilet.
Yeah, if you were shot in the toilet.
Have you pissed yourself in fear?
Of course she has.
No. No, I haven't. I never have. I always need to pee, but I am very good at holding it in.
Oh.
Bragging. Even at gunshot point.
You tried it?
Yeah, three times. And every time. I never did.
We forgot to ask you to prepare a story, didn't we?
This week. Yeah, but I've bashed some stuff out on the notes app on my phone just to remember sometimes I've cried.
Sometimes?
Yeah, well, I didn't know what you wanted. So one of them is just about the wind.
Cried about the wind?
Right, so I was in Poland and I was 14 and I was staying with a host family as part of a theatre trip. And I was with this guy called Klex, who was very cool.
Sorry, what was his name?
Klex.
Is that his
first name? Problem with that?
No, but is that his actual name? Oh, because he's Polish.
As if that's made you go, okay. Yeah, he's Polish, so he's called Klex. No,
no, I'm sorry. I've never heard the name Klex. Stop acting like you've heard the name Klex before. Stop acting like this is a normal.
No, but I imagine it wasn't his name, but that's what he was referred to as.
Oh, it's like a
and
nickname.
I was 14, so it's like a while ago.
I'd like to be called Klex from now on.
Yeah.
If you could.
Klex. I don't know what his
why is Harry crying
was?
With Harriet Kemsley and Klex?
Just Klex. Like
no, it is, isn't it?
Okay, sorry. No, I just.
Superman's
he was a
dad.
Cool guy. Yeah. He played bass guitar and he had a motorbike. And we were going to meet everyone else. We were all going to like meet together.
What were they called?
And
what? What were their names?
Oh, like Ultron. I can't remember any of the only things I remember from the trip. At one point, one of the drama students, they were all like,
was it a theatre trip?
Yeah, of like a youth theatre thing I was in, and I don't mind telling you, like a lot of the people in the youth theatre were thick. They were idiots. One of them tried to pretend that these like two beautiful Polish girls had given him a blowjob. He was just like, yeah, they give me a blowjob.
Both of them.
And we're like, I don't believe this. And so we tried to ask the girls, and it was largely through mime because couldn't speak Polish. But they got what people were getting at.
Yeah.
It's quite easy to mime, did you give that guy a blowjob, really?
But doesn't it come across as you have to give this guy a blowjob?
Yes, or...
Oh, it could have done. It could have been, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the did is the hard bit.
Yes, past tense. How would you...
Yeah.
I guess you need to
show
it. Point of your watch.
No, you could do it like you could go. You show it going floppy to hard or hard to floppy.
Sorry, what?
Because well, afterward, the post would be like hard to floppy. Mm.
I don't know if that's the crucial thing here.
But that's the only way to get present past tense into a mime.
Yeah. And this is before Google Translate.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so everything had to be by mime.
Yeah. But basically, we found out he was lying and he got annoyed and he ran out of the theatre. And we
is
had
this
to,
Klex?
No, this was this other kid in the drama group.
Aldertron.
Yeah, no, this Aldertron. Is an English an English boy.
Okay.
And he's running out and someone
just
stopped
John
him.
Called John or something.
Yeah, well, I don't want to say his real name because I call him Vic.
Yeah.
But as he was running, someone stopped him and was like, where are you going? Like, we're in a Polish town you've never been in before. And he just went, I'm going to a secret place. And I don't think he had a secret place.
Lying again. He's lying again.
Yeah, he has a problem with lying.
Yeah. But the problem was, when we went to meet everyone, and I was going to be going on the back of his motorbike there, and I thought, I'm going to look so cool. Everyone rocking up on a motorbike. And we were getting there like a bit later than everyone else. I was like, this is going to be incredible. But the helmet didn't have like a visor. So the wind was just blasting my eyes. And it's just tears were like streaming. So what I thought would be cool of like turning up and being like taking their helmet off, just like, yeah, just biking, just motorbiking. it just looked like I'd been shitting myself so much. I was like, thank God it's over.
Pissing from the eyes.
Yeah.
But so that's not really crying. That's wind eyes. That's wind eyes.
But I get that a lot. I actually cry every morning from wind eyes.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah, I have like an allergy, a rhino, something to do with my nose, sinuses, that makes me cry every morning.
Really?
Yeah, to the point where I'm shuddering with tears. No, I just have a watery eye in the morning.
In the morning? That's such a... Why do you think the morning makes it watery?
It's either like dust, like waking up and just the allergies.
The thought of the day ahead.
I like the day ahead.
Yeah. What? How many pillows do you use?
One.
You need two?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do, because it's not draining. That's the problem. It's drainage. It's a drainage
issue.
You're
not draining.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was a good comeback.
Do you think it's to do with the squirrels?
There's no squirrels in my room.
Okay.
There's a bird feeder outside my room, and occasionally squirrels will come and eat the nuts. But Harriet seems to imagine that the squirrels come to my window like I'm a princess.
And well, then, I'm getting through.
And then just cuddle me and all. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's not the case. Yeah, I think I've had it for years. I think it's just...
You should do something about that. You don't have to just... You don't have to wake up every morning.
What should I do, guys?
A teary eye. You need to get a nasal spray.
Feels like the wrong element.
You need to... Yeah, it's a nasal thing. You've got to clear the... It's all the tubes. Your eyes are probably connected to your nose. It's all like getting... and you need two pillows to drain good drainage at night.
Is this what you've been told for yours?
Yeah.
Who told you to drain yourself at night?
The doctor.
Actually, okay.
Because otherwise it goes into your head. So you
what
want,
does?
You want it to
does,
go...
Sorry. Like tears down. Or mucus or something.
The mucus stuff, yeah. Or the mucus stuff. You want it to go down. You don't want it to go up because then it goes into your brain.
Down to where?
What? down to out.
At no point down did the doctor out. Say, drain your head, otherwise the mucus will go into your brain. At no point did
not
your
the brain,
doctor...
but that's implied.
It's not implied,
it's
in a skull.
Because it will go backwards. It will go backwards. If it keeps going up, it's into your head and then you get a headache. That's the problem. It's what sinusitis is. It's a blocked head.
You might be right. I'm not going to even...
Your head is blocked. You got a blocked head, mate. Your head's blocked.
Victorian Dr. Harriet Kemsley.
No, you need another pillow.
All right.
You should get a silk pillowcase while you're at it. They're very good for wrinkles.
Well, I haven't got wrinkles.
Silk pillowcase. Good for wrinkles.
I've actually...
Very good, apparently.
But you put the back of your head again. You don't lie face down in the pillow.
Do you?
No.
Well, suffocating yourself in a pillow.
Nick, is it in the side? Oh, no, I hit the microphone.
Right, get out.
If it's the side. If you side sleep, then you smudge your face and then all the wrinkles come.
Yeah, but that's not how you get wrinkles.
Yes, it's...
Just in the morning and then it irons itself
well,
out.
Well, then the satin pillow companies are lying because...
But you get wrinkles
you
because
that's how you get them.
You're old.
Because of you smushing your face when you sleep.
No, that's not why you get...
Yes,
that is not why people get
smushing.
Wrinkles.
From
so like old
from
people
schmush.
Have absolutely smushed the living daylights out of there.
And the more you smush, the more wrinkles you get.
Hang on, in Japan, they don't even use pillows, so how come they got such wrinkled faces when they're old?
I would say Japanese people generally look quite young.
They use, like, wooden blocks.
What?
Some of the in the olden days.
Wooden blocks. Yes.
Well, the pillows weren't around for all of human history. You're saying that at the beginning of human history, people didn't get wrinkles.
Going back to human history,
yeah, I'm just trying to avoid what I just said about the Japanese man. No,
they
I've seen.
They wouldn't live long enough to get wrinkles.
They did.
This is the conversation I was having this with you the other day about how people.
Well, that's
wouldn't...
no good. We can't have a conversation about this. Before.
No, but okay. Was I talking to you about how the menopause must not have existed?
No,
because people would be no, someone else.
Oh, but that's not
because they just die so young.
That's
yeah,
not true.
They die before the menopause.
They didn't. Everyone says the life expectancy was low, but that's because it's taking into account there's loads of infant mortality. So if you did survive your teens, you'd live to quite a
yeah,
old age.
And there'll have been a couple. There's always some old prick who's like been smoking and drinking and all sorts. And yeah, like yeah. People say, "What's the secret to your health?" When they're like 100 on the news, and you're like, "Oh, they're smoking all day." And you're like, "Right, you're just an anomaly." So there would have been like an 80-year-old.
No,
there would
no, have been an 80-year-old like in 20. Medieval times would have been a 42-year-old.
No, 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 that's not true.
And they would be like, "Yeah." So
I
they
think
would...
there would be that's someone not true. Would live to be old enough, I reckon.
It's only 42 because infant mortality brings it down. The actual life expectancy once you get past your childhood is actually quite pretty, you know, not bad. It's like 60.
I disagree.
And you think they all look like eggs? Not a wrinkle.
No,
on
I
them.
Think they all looked. I think they all looked well because they all.
There
died
must be an
wrinkles.
Old person from that's easily Googleable of like from medieval times of
yeah,
someone who lived
wrinkles.
To be past 45.
Okay, who's the oldest person from the old times?
But besides, wait, we're avoiding the point here Google that you're this? Saying that people get wrinkles because their faces are smushed on pillows. And no other
Look,
reason.
They are very popular now, satin and silk pillowcases. And that's because...
Who told you that? The pillow
smushed.
People?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
How do I Google this? Who is the oldest old person from the old times? What's the
good
best
question.
Google
do
search?
It. Just see what they say.
Who is
oldest
the
medieval...
Oldest old person...
Man.
From old times.
And you reckon there'd be a good photo of them, would there?
The oldest person ever whose age has been independently verified is Jean of France, who lived to the age of 122 years.
Jean of France.
That was in.
That's just a person.
1875. That's just
I can't Google something.
Who is the oldest person in the old? Oh no.
You've broken Google, Harriet. They don't
yeah,
know what.
It doesn't.
Oh, I've just tried to Google oldest Victorian.
Yeah.
And now it's asking me if I'm a robot. Jesus Christ. But the first thing that came up in predicted thing was oldest Victoria's Secret model. So things are like,
21.
Who's the oldest?
Who is the oldest old person from
I'm still trying.
Medieval?
I can't believe you're Googling that, Harriet.
Who were old in the Middle Ages?
Is that the question?
Contrary to the accepted view that people in the Middle Ages and the Renaissance were considered old from their 40s, In fact,
what? Vindicating what I said earlier.
No, hang on. We're not always... Are they yet the same? These were grant those 60 or 70 years old.
Absurd.
In various other texts as well, 60 and not 40 is the indicator of old age.
Well, I'm sorry if you're listening to this, but they're both Googling who is the oldest old person from olden times.
I'm trying to Google, but it's asking me if I'm not a robot all
Actually,
the time.
Actually, this article
just
is saying...
Again and again.
This article is saying that the early medieval period was a golden age for the elderly.
Oh.
Actually, a great time to be old. Well, not much competition, probably.
All right, can we hold phones away from microphones, please? Because they're interfering.
Ooh.
Who is the oldest known
Harriet.
Person in the Middle Ages? Enrico
Harriet.
Was
hold
98.
It away from
98?
98.
And when was he around?
The Middle Ages.
Enrico Dandolo.
Oh,
who
yeah.
died at 98, already old and blind. He became Doge of Venice at the age of 85. Despite the age and blindness, he was very ambitious.
Yeah, but it's easy to be ambitious if you're 98, blind and deaf. Like,
yeah, you give it all your
It's
gun,
ambitious
you?
If you're like, I want to go up the stairs today. And you're like, fucking hell, he's
this
ambitious.
One said that St. Mungo was the oldest person who was 185.
That's...
So, 185 is
right,
the oldest.
Right, well, that's obviously not true. But my point remains that you're wrong. And pillows don't make you get wrinkles.
Well, that's a different question.
No, well, that's how we got onto this topic.
Yeah.
Right.
So, are you quite an emotional person, Ian?
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Do you get emotional? When the wind's not in your eyes, are you emotional? Mm-hmm. Or are you like Sunil? You just bury everything deep?
I think in terms of like my own personal stuff, I'm sort of quite good at being just very rational about stuff. But I do, I think like films and stuff like that or bits of music and stuff I can be overly emotional about.
Yeah.
Love a bit of
John Lewis advert.
Film. Yeah, oh God, yeah. Not the Christmas, the Christmas ones, just talking about like a spring sale. That will get me. Even like SES, like the sofa stuff. Just the discounts in.
Just a family with a dog sitting on a chair.
Yeah.
I like the sofa ads when they have like the king. Like, you know, the like local ones when it's like.
Oh, right.
The king of the sofas or whatever.
Yeah,
and then he has a crown on it. Then he's like, come to Sofa Land. And then he's the king.
That makes you emotional.
It makes me really emotional.
Come to Sofa Land. I'm the king of Sofa Land.
Yeah. Because you feel sad for that guy.
Yeah.
He's probably really happy, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he must have so much self-confidence.
No, he's occupied every waking moment with thoughts of sofas.
Mm.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to deal with anything else, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But probably got hard of him now you can get sofas in a box. You don't have to go somewhere anymore.
But they're very expensive.
You just get them delivered in a box.
Sofas in a box?
Yeah.
Very expensive.
What, you have to put together yourself?
No, you just open it, like pops open, you've got a sofa. Is that true?
Have you got one?
No,
because you bought yours from a normal sofa shop.
Yeah.
Why?
What? No, yeah, that's from...
But why didn't you buy a sofa in a box?
Well, I don't know if I actually know what it is.
Let me explain what it is.
It was like the mattress where it pings open and then you have a sofa.
No, it's flat pack, so comes in like three boxes and then you slot it together.
Okay, it's not as good as I thought it was.
No, it doesn't pop open.
Like a tent.
It's not as good as I imagined it, actually. It just comes in a little box and it pops open.
So music and films, okay, yeah.
So you bury things down in your real life and then you just use that as an escape, like Sunil.
Maybe. She's a therapist.
Maybe that is what I do.
She's a therapist, licensed.
Licensed therapist and nasal doctor.
A lot of people do
and
those
too. And historian. Yes.
Yeah. They combine them.
Yes.
All right, what do you want to do, your sad story?
Yeah, didn't hear a sad story?
Yeah.
Every episode I say a sad story to try and make Sunil feel something.
Oh, okay.
And maybe this will work on you as well. I just have to find it. I think I did maybe mention it in the other episode, but I didn't actually read it because you told me not to.
Me?
Yes.
Why? What did that? Why? Because it was shit.
Okay.
Because it's another shit story.
It's not shit. It is not shit. And it's very relevant, actually, to my condition.
Is this one that made you cry then? When you did, have you cried at this?
Yes, many times. Mum moved to tears after orangutan kisses her baby bump.
Yeah, that was the last episode. You did that in the last episode.
Yes, but I haven't read the whole. So, a pregnant mum was stunned when a baby orangutan repeatedly kissed her bump through the glass at a zoo. She was visiting Twycross Zoo with her fiancé, Ben Billingham. She's 14. Naomi's
too many
pregnant.
Bees, I think.
She's 34, so there's a 6-year age gap, but it's not, I don't know, I don't think that would be a problem. I don't know if it's their first child or not. They stopped by the ape enclosure, to her amazement, a baby orangutan climbed on an adult monkey's back, lunged for the glass to repeatedly kiss her pregnant stomach. Support worker Ben... a support worker, started filming the special moment. As Naomi, who was 4 months pregnant at the time, she said she was incredibly moved by the sweet connection between the orangutan and her baby.
Why are they going to hang out in the future?
Well, I think I don't know. It's like they know each other. We've been to the zoo once before and loved it, but this trip was actually the first time I'd seen an orangutan in a zoo. It does suggest she's seen an orangutan somewhere else, but I don't know where that would be.
She's stalling because the story's about to come to an end.
The mum, orangutan, brought her baby over to the glass and they were watching us. My partner, Ben, who we spoke about earlier, said to try showing her my baby bump as he'd seen interactions from orangutans before.
So he's researched this and he's gone there. He's wanted this to happen.
He's planned this, it seems, with the orangutan.
Yeah.
Banksy filmed in the act as he...
That's a different headline.
It's a different headline. It's actually in exactly the same font. It's in the same font completely.
Don't show it to me. I don't want to see it. I never want to see what...
Exactly
I never
font.
Want to see what you're reading. I never want any part
Banks
of it.
Banks filmed in the background, not giving a fuck about what was happening.
In the complete same font. Okay.
So, moved by that, Ian? That's a sad story.
I was a bit overwhelmed as my bump was very small, and with the glass in between, I wasn't expecting them to be aware of the pregnancy, but then the baby started kissing my bump. It was really lovely. I was quite emotional. Seeing the mother and baby together, both being interested in me, made me realise the connection between a mother and a child. Quite an extreme journey she's been on. Yeah. She realised the connection between a mother and child from this orangutan and the baby. She's now given birth as well. God, this happened in June 2019.
What is the emotional bit of this?
Yeah, this is what you have
I don't
to keep
understand
asking.
Why that's emotional
she,
at all.
She had no connection to her baby. She didn't maybe even know she was pregnant. The orangutan.
That's
came,
not true. That
kissed,
doesn't say that in the story.
Kissed the baby bump.
Yeah, she knew she was pregnant because Ben Billingham knows she's pregnant.
Ben Billingham.
Yeah. But Billingham
don't know
knows.
He told her. She didn't know about the connection between a mother and child. Nobody ever told her. And so she learned.
She's got a child already, right? Is that her first child?
This is her first child. And so she, the orangutan taught her what parenting is.
Look what you've done to Ian.
So from the orangutan, she learnt.
It's normally
parenting.
Me with my head in my hands.
Yeah. And this happened in June 2019.
And the relevance of that is?
She's given birth to her baby Constance and is loving being a mother. And she's going to bring Constance back to the zoo to meet the orangutan properly.
Jesus Christ.
She wanted to see if they would recognise Constance.
What?
Which, I don't know if that's...
You think they got x-ray vision as well?
Yeah, I don't know if that's really possible. Zoo bans woman...
Oh, here
that's
we go.
Another okay. different...
Yeah, because she keeps coming back. Keeps coming back.
Stop showing me that. I don't want to see it.
In the grand scheme of things, humans and orangutans are closely related. The last common ancestor between the two species is thought to have been 14 million years ago.
Oh, that's actually quite a long time. I thought it would be less
than
that.
Yeah, that's quite a long time. Nowadays, orangutans are known for being gentle and quite friendly when it comes to interacting with humans.
Yeah, I think they're probably the best of the monkeys.
I do like an orangutan, to be fair.
Really?
I told you the other day, didn't I, that I thought that it'd be good to have a law where like everyone gets to have a monkey.
Yeah, I thought, but I think that would lead to chaos because some people shouldn't be trusted with monkeys.
It'd be bad for the monkeys, I guess. But you've got to keep an eye on it. And
there'd be gangs, I think.
Monkey gangs?
Yeah. I think if everyone had a monkey and you're already in a gang, you'd be like, we're going to use these monkeys to do crimes
course,
and stuff.
Yeah.
Like pickpocketing.
But
I
then
think you
equally,
could teach
there might be good monkeys that then would go in and stop the pickpocketing monkeys. So there'll be gangs of good monkeys. Maybe like a police force of monkeys.
Yeah,
that
every
control.
Police officer who's got a monkey. So you basically just double the population and all their roles.
Yes.
Right?
It's clear to me now that I didn't think it through.
Yeah. I'd love to see this, to be fair.
Have you seen the film Planet of the Apes? Because it is a similar it's a similar concept
no,
if you want to see it
that's
played
a couple
out.
Of super intelligent apes, isn't it?
Mm.
But I think, don't they just develop intelligence as they like... what's it called when you go older and then your brain develops evolution as evolution
when you grow older.
As
no,
evolution
that's just growing
continues
older as, a
as it continues and then the brain develops that's what happens to the monkeys they get smarter.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
I think that's the point there. It's not that they're super smart, they've
but
just
what's,
evolved
but what that
evolved?
What that shows is that apes could take over the world if they could work together like humans.
Yes.
So that's the only that's the only thing. Like once they realize they can
most
work together.
Species could probably have a good crack at doing something if they were. If all the cows just suddenly
cows are very intelligent.
Started
yes.
like messing up farmers.
Yes.
And then went from I mean I don't think they'd get far, but I think they would at least trample to death. Let's say 1,000 people would get killed in the cow uprising.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then we would like we'd probably win. We'd probably get sick of burgers because we'd like of all the bodies you'd be trying to do stuff for them quite a lot, I think. But then
so we'd have to kill
done.
All cows, you think, after they...
No, well,
if there was an uprising, you'd at least have to send a message out.
But the thing is, cows are like bred. Cows, that's not
cows
a natural animal. That's not a naturally occurring
cows
animal.
Cows are like bred.
Cows?
They're bred. The cows we have today aren't...
Oh, like they're bred. Okay.
Then... Do you think I'm saying baked bread?
Cows are like bread. I didn't
right.
know what the analogy was.
It wasn't an analogy.
Okay. Have a
I'm saying the breeding, years of breeding has led to what cows are now.
Yes.
Like back in the day, what would they have been like?
Well, they
what
actually,
the first cow?
If you hair dry them, we've talked about this before, they get a blood, like they become very fluffy.
We haven't talked about that before.
We haven't talked about this before.
When do you think we had a discussion about that?
Have you seen the picture?
Of the
we've talked about this
cow.
Before because cow. I've told a sad story about a cow that can play fetch.
That's not a sad story.
It is sad because we're not
Hold
used
it away from
they
the
don't play
please.
They don't get to play fetch all the time. And they're very smart. They're like dogs, but they, because they...
Cowboys. Have you made yourself sad over the sad stories?
Yeah, I do. I find it really sad. I find it really sad how we treat cows. Cow blow dry. I was talking about this on something else the other day. It's, there you go. This is a cow if you blow dry it. Look how fluffy it is.
Yeah, it's like a dog. Yeah,
if
yeah.
you're watching this... Like,
but that looks like a certain breed of cow. Right.
Yes.
Answer me this. You know, every now and then there's a story in the news about a sheep that's kind of like wandered off and got lost and it hasn't been sheared for ages and the
yes.
and its coat becomes like huge. Right. Answer me this. In the olden days, where, like before farming was like a thing and animals are naturally just like, what the fuck was happening to sheep then? Because were they not...
Right.
Was there like wool just going insane? Like, you know, before people were like, we should shear sheep and use that wool for something.
You're looking at this the wrong way. Humans have done that to sheep.
Yeah, I think they've bred sheep.
Made them...
To, like, breed the ones that grow wool faster,
so
maybe.
It's so weird how you say bred. It's just like, it just... Mm. The way you say it is different to bread. Like,
go on, you
I don't
say
know, it just makes me think of bread.
It's a context-dependent word.
I think it makes you think of bread, though, because it does... That is it sounds exactly the same.
Yes. Yeah, yes. I'm just thinking of bread. Just can't stop thinking of bread whenever you say bread, and then it doesn't make sense in the sentence.
Is it like a craving?
Yeah, maybe I'd like some bread. I'm hungry.
Bread.
I think I'm hungry. I've got some toast. No, but we've done that to sheep. Sheep wouldn't have been like
weave.
That.
Weave. Weaving.
We as in we have.
Oh, I see.
We
oh,
have,
you,
not like
you.
Weave a loom.
Yeah.
We have done that to sheep. So
years of breeding
they would have been fine.
Has done that to
yes.
sheep. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, that
answered my question.
Any question answered. Do you remember that service, Any Question Answered?
No. Yeah, the text
thing.
Service. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
There was a TV, We Need Answers. Did you see that?
No, it wasn't.
Tim Key, Mark Watson and Alex Horn had a BBC Four show.
Yeah.
And an Edinburgh Fringe thing called We Need Answers. And I think it was based on like the questions, they would then use that text service.
Oh, because
they were
right.
often quite unusual answers.
Yes.
It was a really funny show.
But then Google killed it off,
Google,
I guess.
You just use Google.
Yeah, this is before you could get
before
into like a web browser on your phone. But like I was like considering doing it as a job for a bit because you get paid per text you answer.
It's quite arrogant to think you know the answer to all the questions.
No, it's just people sitting at home Googling.
Yeah, they could be funny. Sorry. Instead of a yawn, they could be funny ones. Like if people would often ask like weird questions, like why can't I get a girlfriend? And then someone would still have to reply and be like, "It's your personality."
Yeah, can you go on their Facebook and see, and then be like, "It's you need to not wear that top."
Because you only get like 25 people per text.
Oh, so you have to be quick.
Oh, yeah, you've got to reel them off.
Yeah, you got to reel.
How many have you got? An hour
I'd say it's questions like that repel women from you.
What?
That's what I'd respond.
Yeah. Wow.
That would help them in the long run. That would help them.
But that doesn't, because it's
what,
just
why
like
can't I get
saying,
a girlfriend? And you're
question.
Like, those kind of questions repel women.
That's not useful.
It's very needy, and you need to just have more self-confidence.
Yeah. But that's not...
That would actually be very helpful, and then I'd get through loads.
Yeah, but I think he's just thinking that. He's not going to a pub or like a singles
he's
night and going,
a question.
Why can't I get a girlfriend?
Well, if you like, he should have more confidence in himself and think, why can't a girlfriend get me?
Yeah, but you can't just suddenly switch your brain. You can't just switch to thinking that.
Yeah, but I would teach them how to do that.
Then
I'd
say
that, and then they'd go,
"Oh,
wow, that's opened up everything," and that was only 25p.
I don't think I like the sound of this person who's like, "Why can't a girl come to me? I'm right here. Can they not get on trains or something?"
I just don't want all the questions. I don't want the questions.
No, but you're good at answering them.
Don't tell me things and don't ask me questions. Yeah.
That's don't my tell motto. Me things.
Yeah, I don't. That's my thing. I just don't. I just hate people just telling me things. It's just so boring.
I've got to give a shout out.
Yep.
For the end of the episode to Bria in the hostel in Scotland that I was on holiday in. Who listens to this podcast?
Whoa!
Very, very far away from anything. And found a podcast listener there.
Bria?
Were you staying in a big mixed dorm?
Two-person room.
Did she roll over and say?
Like 12 people. Fan of that.
No, it wasn't. It was private rooms. But it was, it went on holiday last week.
Oh.
Yeah, drove around Scotland. Not
and
a big
how
deal.
Did you know she listens to the podcast?
She said.
That seems to make sense.
Yeah. Questioning she that.
Poirot's got to the bottom of it
that
again.
That was just supposed to be a quick shout out, but now it's turned into lots of questions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, Ian, thank you so much for coming. Do you have any shows coming up or anything soon?
Not like...
Go on, Ian.
Not in a good way.
Use it. Any in Edinburgh that Bria could go to? It's not Edinburgh.
Listen, Bria, I'm not Scotland. Coming anywhere near Edinburgh. For a while.
It's not Edinburgh.
Right, I might have pronounced it right. It could be Brea.
Brea.
It could be Bria. I'm really sorry.
No, I'm just gigging. I'm just gigging around.
Just gigging around. People doing just find
stuff.
You at the clubs.
But you know what I mean? I've not got anything that I'm like, I really
preparing
wish people would come to
maybe
this.
Maybe for next year.
Maybe, yeah.
Are you doing any more Now show?
I think I might be. I was on the news quiz last week.
News quiz, that's
well,
it.
If
that's
you want to listen to iPlayer. Some old news and see what Ian thinks Ian's about the there. Old news, yeah. You can listen to that.
Got a lot of complaints, I think, the
really?
Episode was on, because people took the piss out of that Pen Farthing guy who was bringing dogs and cats
by. Yeah. That's really divisive, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he tweeted saying he was like... pretty offended by the episode.
He's going
to
fuck you up.
I mean, to be fair, he's got enough going on.
Yeah.
For God's sake, if he's worried about that, he should...
He's back and he's angry and he's coming for Ian.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and the Taliban. We had a go at the Taliban as well.
But didn't he phoned up one of the civil service guys and threatened him?
Yeah.
It's quite a stressful situation,
I suppose. I don't really have any strong opinions. I didn't express any strong opinions, but I think Hugo Rifkind called him something like morally repulsive. Hugo went in quite hard on him. So I think he was like bearing the brunt of it. But all these like tweets were coming in that added like everyone on the episode. Kind of going, you should be ashamed of yourself. I was like, I just said like... Usually when you're like getting an arc, it's like two dogs and two cats, not a plane full of them. Making a silly joke. It was Hugo. It was like, this guy's morally repugnant. And I was just sort of sat on the Zoom chat, sort of going, I'm going to say a joke in a bit. Like, I didn't agree or anything like that, but I was just getting tagged in all this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you're not going to stand up to it, you're part of the problem.
If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Yeah, what are you doing in the kitchen? If you don't
no, I shouldn't have been in the kitchen.
If you bring the thunder, you could get caught up in the rain.
Oh. No, fair enough, actually.
It's tattooed on my back.
You've got...
full back tattoo.
But Ian, do you have social media in case anyone's got any complaints from this episode? Yeah. Get in touch,
Everything, I think, is just Ian Smith Comedy. You know.
Great.
You know.
Great, yeah.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook,
Ian.
MySpace, Bebo. LinkedIn, I'm on there.
Lovely.
Do either of you guys have a LinkedIn page? I don't.
No, I've never.
LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Do you
really?
Yeah.
What for?
When I
That's
think
funny.
I don't know
if comedy
I
doesn't work
you...
out
I don't know why
what
everyone,
do you have on it
it's, not, it's not recent I haven't been updating
anyone
it,
who's got
like...
LinkedIn please connect with Harriet Kemsley on LinkedIn. Does it have a headshot?
It's probably got a headshot and it's probably
What's
got
the
like
job?
Comedian podcaster.
I don't really understand why I did it. I guess it was just in case it was, you know, that time when you just had to put it was before like a lot of other ways of doing comedy. So it's like there was that comedy CV website and then there was LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And so it felt
that.
Like,
no,
yeah, because that.
That
was like 10 years. Like it was so long
ago. We didn't go on
ago.
It because we're not losers like you.
Yeah, I was a big loser and I just wanted to connect.
Are you
with
on
people.
Comedy CV?
I was like 10 years
Jeez.
Ago. Yeah.
That's one's where
not
you like,
now, but I don't know. It's probably
yourself?
Still there.
What did you write about yourself? Harriet Kemsley is a.
I would have written about myself in like as if someone else was writing it, but it was me.
As if your agent's going, got to get you on comedycv.co.uk that
Didn't
no
have an
one
agent
uses
then, Ian, I was my
to
own
book
agent.
An ad.
Anyway, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Find us on Patreon if you want the podcast to become weekly. We've got lots of fun episodes there.
And the most exciting thing is that over time, this is the studio.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
And there's going to be big changes coming.
A couple of tennis
big
rackets up
changes.
In the corner.
Got some tennis rackets ready.
In shop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they in shop? No, they're not. We're all right.
Why? You can see it on your
You can
watch.
Check it on my
so
watch,
cool.
yeah. But thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ian.
Goodbye.
Thank you.